Gustavo Gimeno, welcome back to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Thank you very much.
Well, big week in November is coming as the TSO prepares for the recording of Bartók's Concerto for Orchestra and The Miraculous Mandarin. Tell us a bit about your history with these works and why you brought them to the TSO this season.
Well, this is a tour de force, I realize now, as you mentioned those two pieces. And we also in the same program do a piece by Emily Lebel, Sediments. Normally, you would have probably one or the other, because they are main courses, so to say. Concertos for Orchestra has been one of the themes for this season. We are going to do a number of concerti for orchestra. Also, Gianandrea Noseda conducted a concerto for orchestra. We started the season with a new composition by Carlos Simon, Concerto for Orchestra, etc. There are a number of, and this one more with the Bartók, which is one of the most popular concerti for orchestra of our repertoire. And we somehow try to find those places of the repertoire, which I think are, of course, of greatest quality, very inspiring, motivating for the orchestra, very challenging, but I think also where we can bring something to the recording industry, where I think that we have a say, or that we could bring something. In this case, the Concerto for Orchestra by Bartók, which is very popular and really enjoyable and very exposed for all instrumental sections of the orchestra, is a classic and a great composition. Miraculous Mandarin, I must say personally, as a composition, I like it even better. It's maybe in a way less accessible, but it's so incredibly colorful and so complicated, I think, for all of us, for me also, very much so. But to have both pieces in a program is really a statement. Also to make a recording with this. And in the case of the Miraculous Mandarin, it's a piece which is very well known in the version as a suite, its reduced version, so to say. But the whole pantomime is not very often performed or recorded. And that's like last year with Pulcinella by Stravinsky, which we performed and we recorded. I was more interested about bringing the whole thing. So the whole Miraculous Mandarin, which at the end has a very short but important choral part with a few voices. So we do with the Mendelssohn Choir, of course, plus bringing something which has been composed for the orchestra, like Sediments by Emily Lebel. It's really tour de force, lots of layers colors, effects, emotions, and definitely very demanding. And if you consider very demanding in general, really engaging, I think, for us, definitely on stage. I think great fun for the audience to witness. But to record is really a challenge, because we record this basically live. So therefore, the preparation of the musicians, now I know the orchestra better than some years ago, is quite extraordinary. They are always extremely well prepared, but to realize how good prepared they are in a first rehearsal blows your mind, really. It's quite extraordinary to witness. Also, the energy of stage, or on a stage, incredible motivation. And also the concerts, there is a degree of adrenaline and concentration, which is very strong. And I myself, I am on stage, I find it very impressive. To get that energy from them, I find very impressive. And having done that in the last years with Turan Galila by Messiaen, and later with Stravinsky, and now with Bartók, we all know where we are, what we are going to be facing in next week. We know it's going to be very intense, but we also have now, I think, a good degree of confidence in realizing that it will be demanding, but at the end of the week, I think also gratifying. And in a year time when we release the CD, I think we will be very proud. Not only us, because we put a lot of effort, but I think all supporters and friends of the TSO will be very proud of what we can do together.
The Miraculous Mandarin has a controversial history due to its plot and its bold musical language. What do you hope the audience will take away from this recording?
Well, again, I think it can be interesting to read the story. There are many stories in opera and other pieces which are controversial. One has to understand it as what it is. It can be a reflection of the society at the time, but it's, in a way, it's also fiction. And it's a very theatrical piece. It helps me in rehearsals to tell the musicians, because we all know the instrumental bits and the particularities of it, but to a certain degree, to tell them, here, this is what's happening, and here, this is the situation, and here, you know, few bits of it, it can be very helpful to play in a way or another. So I think that even though we are not really properly, because it's not a stage, so telling a story.
Yes, because it's a ballet originally.
Yeah, while we are not telling a story with a scene, I think it's important to keep the scene or the theatrical aspect in mind in order to highlight certain moments which are or very mysterious or tender, or uncertainty or great determination or a dance. I think that has to be told in a very determined way and, again, having in mind that theatrical aspect in order to bring a great performance.
You mentioned Emily LaBelle's The Sediments, which you'll also be performing. Tell us a bit about this piece.
Well, it's a piece she composed. I was at the premiere. I didn't conduct it. It was with Sir Andrew Davies conducting a couple of years ago. And I remember really right from the very first note, immediately I was engaged and very interested in the composition. It's about nature, you know, it's a poem on nature, and so it does, you know, water, clouds, rain, and different faces of it, and the different layers. That's it, the source, the thoughts behind it. Maybe it's good to read it or to know a bit about it. On the other hand, basically, just by the music itself, by textures, harmonies, and dynamics, and the arch of it, it's also very telling. I've really very much enjoyed listening to it, pure for musical reasons. Then we discussed with Emily about it, and in the conversations, and I asked her to revisit it also, and we decided together, we agreed that maybe it would be great to do it again, but she wanted to do also some adjustments and to make it even more compact, a little bit shorter, and we thought also, considering the unavoidable influence on her music of Bartok's music and layers and harmonies, and we thought that would be a perfect match for Bartok's concert, let's say, but also for this recording which we are bringing out together, in which we record both pieces by Bartok and also Sediments by Emily LaBelle. That has been also, I think, our intention in last years, is if we can bring a new composition into our recordings. I think it reflects what we do daily and what we do in Toronto, and we don't only record the greatest classics of the history, which can be very much fun, etc., and a challenge, but I think that tells also something about our history and about what we are doing daily and the way we present music, which is combining contrasting styles and definitely music from different eras.
I wanted to ask you, because this is such a Bartok-focused program, you know, for some people, his music is very unfamiliar, but I'm wondering, you know, what would you say to somebody as the best entry point to receiving Bartok's own particular language? Because it really is quite unique.
Yeah, but I would say, listen, it's very... I would explain or highlight a little bit moods. It's going to be like enters the first movement of Concerto for Orchestra in a very mysterious way, which is developed. And then there is a great determination and a force, you know, of the strings, a very engaging theme. And then there are several fugues which highlight the different instrumental sections of the orchestra. And there is also a scherzo in the second movement, where there are several pairs there, and you have this with the bassoons, and you have this. I would highlight some things just to give some background, but generally speaking, I do believe that dance and folk is very present. It's very rhythmical music. I really think it's very engaging. It's like, I remember some time ago we did this, the first symphony by Henri Dutilleux, and it was completely unknown for our audience here, also for the orchestra, but within also like Lutoslavski Concerto for Orchestra, which we did 1 year ago. Honestly, it's really so engaging, that music. I could highlight a couple of comments just to give minimum perspective, but I have a strong belief that everyone would be engaged and would love it. The point is, maybe they don't know it, they don't know they will love it, but just come to the concert hall, and it's there. The pieces are so rhythmical, so virtuoso, so mysterious, so really engaging. It's like seeing, like when you see a film in a way. Here is a sonorous film. It really takes you. I mean, I'm convinced about it. For example, I can't imagine if you ask someone to listen to a partita for violin or cello by Bach, which is maybe in a way more sophisticated. I'm not sure everyone would engage with it right away, but I think an orchestral piece by Bartók with so much virtuoso playing, so much folk, so much interaction, communication, so much energy, I think there is no way. I'm sure people would love it. And indeed, I remember sometimes I've been recommending people, like, for example, last year, I have a very clear memory of saying to someone, you should listen to Lutosławski. There was someone who had a connection with Poland and background, a Polish background. They say, I'm sure you're going to enjoy this. Oh, I don't know it, but, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And in the end, they thanked me for it. Was really so much fun from beginning to the end, but they didn't know it. So this is, again, one of those cases. I believe this music is really very, really very engaging, very attractive, and really, yeah, takes you to different planets.
It's great that we're all going to get a chance, whether we're President Roy Thomson Hall or later when the recording comes out, we're all going to get a chance to hear it. Thank you so much, Gustavo, for joining us tonight.
Thank you very much.